Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
I have Kevin Bateman on the phone. Right, Kevin, you're a poet and there's an upcoming event which sounds very, very interesting. Just tell us a little bit about yourselves, Kevin.
I'm a surrealist poet, which is like kind of quirky but like interesting, which would look deeper into a normal thing that you wouldn't see normally, but like put a twist on it. So a year ago I created a series of events in mystical and beautiful places that people have forgotten to visit, that you wouldn't normally visit, that are kind of off the beaten track but are right there in front of you. I started off in Moreland Woods in Galway City, and then I went to Ross Trevor Forest in Northern Ireland, and I went to Glasgow recently to a place in Glasgow called the Devil's Pulpit, and various interesting locations that people don't really visit, but they do, you know.
Yeah. And you're going to be a guest poet on our programme Poem of the Week coming up in August, is that correct?
That is correct, with...
Okay. Now, we're going to talk about this event. It's Where Love Meets the Waves, and it's a poetry short story event. Will you tell the listeners a little bit about it, Kevin?
Well, basically, the Clifton Moher is a massive place off the coast of Clare. And basically, where this location is where the Cliffs of Moher got its name. It's called Hag's Head. So basically, a hag called Met Mal chased Cú Chulainn all over Ireland, and she got to this cliff, this exact spot, and she fell off the cliff. And that's what the Cliffs of Moher are called, the Cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, yeah, he actually dodged her on the edge, or the very edge of the...
Yeah, he did, actually. Yeah, he dodged her on the edge. And then she fell in, and the cliffs were called the Cliffs of Moher. And so I create events in mystical places, and basically I gather writers from all over Ireland to come to these locations and perform live on Periscope.
So this is all going to be outdoors in a fairly rugged terrain.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty wild.
Hopefully the weather keeps up.
It will be fine, I'd say. So people would tune in on Periscope and watch it live. It's an app. So yeah. People, well, hundreds of people from all around the world tune in while you're performing and watch you live.
Yes, it sounds fantastic. And all the guests and the artists and guests will be meeting at the Cliffs of Moher Car Park, and then you're all going to walk up to Hag's Head, is that correct?
Hag's Head, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. And just tell us a little bit about the guests you're going to have on. You're going to have poets and
stories. I don't really tell anyone who's performing until it's broadcast live.
Okay.
So I kind of keep it, like, mysterious and, like... It's like a ceremony, like a performance that no one knows who's performing. So basically, people from all around the world tune in and don't know what they're going to get, and they don't know who's performing. And when they find out, they are so surprised, you know. And I select really interesting poets from all over Ireland and Scotland.
Yes, and they're storytellers, I imagine, to be as well.
Previous guests have been John W. Sexton, Sherry Morris, Bram E. Gibbon, who's goes by the name of Texture, Rob Buchanan, Danielle McLaughlin, Bernie Dwan, and Marie Gettins, and Kevin Doyle.
Yes, and can people go along now to this event? And
anybody can come along, yeah.
And it's all free, everybody's welcome.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Okay. And it's a location that people don't actually visit, because they get to the car park of the Cliffs of Moher and they only visit that spot. If you go an hour to the left of the Cliffs of Moher, you get a Hag's Head.
Okay, and this is all happening when? This Saturday?
Saturday at 10:05.
And everybody's welcome, and
everybody's welcome to come and watch it.
Sounds very, very interesting. And will you just tell the listeners again how they can watch this on the app?
You can watch it on Periscope live, so you download the app on your phone or your computer and you can watch it. Once I tweet it, basically on Twitter, you can find me on Twitter at Bateman _Kevin, KEVIN, and once it's tweeted, it goes live on Periscope, so you can watch it anywhere in the world.
That's fantastic, and thanks for taking the call, Kevin.
No problem, John.
You want to say something there, Kevin?
No, it's fine. It's just it'll be broadcast live on Periscope, and then on the Sunday it'll be on YouTube. It'll be uploaded on YouTube and stuff.
That's great. And it does, as I said, it sounds very, very interesting. I'll be looking forward to seeing that.
It's doing something different by using a different app. But, like, people are actually speaking to Periscope and people are answering back, if you get me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a different kind of... It's using technology to its advantage. So you can actually talk to anyone around the world or say anything to them and they will answer you back straight away, live.
Okay, modern technology is fantastic. We're talking about modern technology.
You can Periscope yourself on the show as well.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up now and learn a little bit more about it. Listen, thank you very much, Kevin, and I'll let you go.
Thanks very much, John,
for taking the call, and we look forward to watching.
Thank you, bye bye. Take care.
Okay, that was Kevin Bateman there, poet, and that sounds like something different happening down there in the Cliftonmore, and that's happening this Saturday, the 8th of July.
Now you can listen again on near.ie.